This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight just to thank you and praise you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, Heavenly Father, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed sister of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love here tonight in the name of Jesus. Cover us with the blood from the crown of our heads and the soles of our feet. Prepare people's heart here this night, Lord, that the word that will go forth will fall on good ground. And God, hallelujah, and will bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'll open it up to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 8, 9, and 10. And the word of God reads, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Also here in the word of God, in Philippians 1 verse 29, it says, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, amen, I ask you to pray for us and with us, amen. I'm going to talk about in life, there is no gain without pain. In life, there is no gain without pain. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the world that we live in is dark. It is full of sin, full of sin that causes us to fall and fall short of God's glory. In life, everywhere we turn, it is our foundations are being shipped from the White House to our house. And the truth be told, to our house, and the truth be told, even in the church house. But we, as God's people, have a hope inside of us that we look onto the hills from which coming our help cometh from the Lord. So in life, there is no gain without pain. So people of God, we need in 2021, to have a winning approach towards pain, because we know pain is part of life. Everybody suffers. Everybody has problems, and we all have pain. So, beloved, in life, there is no gain without pain. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2, the B clause of the verse, it says, you have not because you ask not. Also in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, it says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Believers in Christ, when was it the last time that you as God's child and ask God to expand your horizon so that you can have a greater impact for his kingdom? Yes, this is better to be repeated. It's needed. Beloved, believer in Christ, child of God, when was it the last time that you asked God to expand your horizon so that you can have a greater impact for his kingdom? You see, God is ready to give you more than you have, but he is waiting to provide you with all the provision you need to accomplish great things through you for his kingdom. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Believers in Christ, pain is often a vehicle used by God for spiritual growth. You see, pain, see pain as training for reigning and not for wasted sorrow. Beloved, endure hardship as discipline, as a true soldier in the army of God. Sure, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on, though. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and pain and peace for those who have been trained by it. Yes, beloved, child of God, discipline seems pleasant, seems not pleasant at the time, but painful later on, though. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So, child of God, always keep this in mind, that in life, there is no gain without pain. Yes, endure pain. It will ensure gain. Your pain has a purpose behind it. There's a purpose behind your pain. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 29, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution is part of what we as believers in Christ has to endure in our spiritual walk with Christ. Believers in Christ, God will use any difficulties you face and pain you experience to produce fruit in your life and in you that is valuable to create a future filled with purpose and filled with hope. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So, beloved, child of God, pain on some level will always be ever present in our lives. But we do not need to walk through life struggling to find a purpose behind our pain. One of the reasons why we as Christians look to the scriptures for guidance and wisdom is because the truth, the absolute truth, never changes, and human nature never changes. So God's word written thousands of years ago still applies to us in 2021. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Saint James reminds us that pain has a purpose. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials of temptation, knowing this, that the testing, trying of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfected and complete, wanting nothing." In life, there's no gain without pain. So people of God, when James talk about the trials of life, he's describing them as tested. Yes, beloved, child of God, pain is an opportunity and a way to truly show you how strong you really are. And in Christ, you are much stronger than you think. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me." Beloved, pain expends your endurance when you are tested through the fire of pain. What is for us, what is established on the other side, is perseverance and endurance. Yes, beloved, child of God, in order to build up endurance, you have to endure something. In life, there's no gain without pain. You see, pain matures you, child of God. When perseverance finishes it works, you become mature, and you become mature, and maturity helps you see the world differently. Also, pain, it teaches you what pleasure never could. Again, here, James in the scriptures says that perseverance will lead to completeness. He is referring to a full scope of an understanding of life that only pain can teach you. Beloved, a pain also gives you what pleasure never could. Yes, the child of God can get everything you need for life. Pain is an absolute necessity because without pain, you would never put a hope up in all about. The pain heightens your senses and gives you a greater awareness of the more important things in life, such as the love of God, a family, and hope. So, beloved, if you would like a life completely without pain, there would be a void in your life because a pain is the price for a greater reward in a life. There is no gain without pain. Second Corinthians 4:16-18 says, for which cause we do not lose heart, but though our outward man is perishing, and yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, a wicked for us, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. There is a purpose behind your pain. You see, in life, there is no gain without a pain. And God sees us as his children. He sees our pain, and he has the crown of life awaiting in store for those of us, the believers in Christ, who believe in him and his word. So remember, whether you are going through something big or small, a pain is an ever present constant in your life. Discover the purpose behind your pain, then count it all joy, brethren, whenever trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Beloved, a pain is the name of the game. There is purpose behind your pain, because in life there is no gain without pain. Here in 1 Peter 5, verse 10, it says, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. After that, you have suffered a while of making you a perfect, established, and settled for you, his beloved. In life, there is no pain without the gain. So, beloved, the child of God, the ungod, the isn't good God, the, and he's worthy to be praised, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes, beloved, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Always barren, about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, and the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, and the light also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Yes, the believers of Christ, in life, there is no gain without a pain. So people of God, remember to always have a winning approach towards pain, because everybody suffers, and everybody have problems, and we all have pain. Yes, the believer in Christ, when was the last time as a child of God that you asked God to expand your horizon so that you could have a greater impact for his kingdom? You see, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that sits high and looks low, and knows it all, by name, the very hairs on our head, he is waiting to provide us with all the provision we need to accomplish great things through us for his kingdom. God is good, and he's good all the time. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. Yes, our brothers and sisters in Christ, always be mindful, beloved, that pain on some level will always be ever present in our lives. So we don't need to walk through life struggling to find a purpose behind our pain, because in life there's no gain without a pain. You see, brethren, in love, family of God, one of the reasons why we as Christians look to the Bible, the scriptures, for guidance and wisdom, is because absolute never changes, and human nature never changes. So God's word that was written 1,000 though still apply to us here today in 2021, even though we're in a pandemic, even though we're in quarantine, even though we have the liberty to walk outside doing our daily tasks, we have to consider Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, he set the example for us as his followers to follow Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised in his word, never leave us, nor forsake us, as a type of God that we serve. Yes, the God that holds all the world in his hand, that has the power here this day. We are grateful. We are thankful because Jesus, he is our Lord and Savior of our lives. He's coming back for a church, for our spot, a blemish, or a wrinkle. Yes, Bible said, our heart, don't let our heart be troubled, believing God, believe also in me, in my Father's house, on many mansions. Was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, in life, there is no gain without pain. Hallelujah.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Yeah. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, Jesus loves you. And hallelujah, God loves us so much, amen, that he has extended grace, mercy, and love upon our lives in 2021. It is a blessing to still be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God for you and your family, and God will just continuously just bless you, meet your each and every need, and hallelujah. And he is a great God. He is an awesome God. He is a God that can find look up, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we at times get surprised by what is coming upon this earth. But God is not surprised, because all what happens is what he allows to happen. And you as a child of his, amen, should not let fear grip you to where it keeps you confounded. Hallelujah. We have to, in faith, believe God and believe that he will make a way out of no way. But the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, and is called according to his purpose. So even in life as we know it, there is no gain without pain. It's just like someone gone to pick up weights, amen, and haven't picked up weights in a while. You start small, then you eventually get to a heavier set. But at first, when you first start, your muscles needs to be stretched. Your muscles will cramp up, and you'll feel like you can't go no more. But if you be persistent about it and be consistent, hallelujah, endurance will develop, and you'll find yourself doing more than what you. But we must be determined and stay with it. A lot of times the reason we don't see positive results is because we give up too easy. So when trials and tribulation in life comes, which they will, when trials and tribulations seems to have you to where your back is against the wall and you don't know which way to turn, look on to the hills from which cometh your help. Look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Get into the Word of God and read about his life. And our life has to line up things that he went through. He endured pain in order for us to gain. He became poor that we may be rich in him, in the promises of God. What a blessing to know. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening on the behalf of myself and Prophetess Lisa T. Bowen, Hudson Lucian Faith Ministries, we just thank God for you. We thank God that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So again, tonight we are talking about in life, there is no gain without pain, whether physically, mentally or emotionally. Your pain has a greater purpose. It has a greater purpose behind it. So, beloved, hard times has the capacity to deepen our faith and the faith of those around us. And when we submit entirely and totally our situations to God, he can then purify our motives and teaches us wonderful things that we can only learn when suffering humbles us and forces us to pay attention to the deep work that the Holy Spirit of God is doing inside of us. Yes, beloved believers in Christ, the world we live in, which we are just passing through, the world that we live in is dark, sinful, and full of hurt because we was once in the world before we became born-again believers. We know about hurt. When we look around in the environment that we live in 2021, there's a spirit of greed and violence and wars and rumors of wars all around us in every corner, and deception are everywhere. When we, even today, we know that Israel, the nation of Israel, and the nation of Israel is at war. And we, as the United States of America, are allied with Israel. So we need to pray for the nation of Israel and those that is involved in that conflict. We cannot get away from the constant cycle that we experience through sickness, poverty, and death. We all know, according to the scriptures, that it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Oh, yes, God will judge. He will judge. He will judge the saved and the unsaved. We can't get around it. God is the one who wants to rescue us as broken people from these evil forces. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, beloved, it begun with Jesus. God sent his only Son to this world, to this earth, to live a sinless life. And he died a horrible death in our place so that we would not have to be punished for our sins and rebellion. And it also continued, however, with us as born-again believers. The plan God began with Jesus was handed off to us as God's people. So we as Christians have to pick up the baton and carry it on and carry on. Hallelujah. Yes, there's people that need our help as Christians, as believers in Christ. We should be the light in the world. We should be letting people know about Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Bible says in the book of John 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So believers in Christ, if we believer in Christ, if you suffer for doing good and you endure it all the way to the end, it is an excellent thing before God. To this, you were called. God has called you for such a time as this. He have called us to bear forth fruit, and our fruit should remain. Yes, we as God's people have a job to do. We must go in the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, in life, there is no gain without pain. So, beloved, in life, we have to be motivated and be conscious of the fact there is a purpose behind your pain. To believers in Christ, if you want to accomplish the purpose that God has for your life, you're going to have to overcome something. There's something in our life, individually, that we have to overcome. The Bible says that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we still in a process. We still on the potter's wheel. We are the clay. God is the potter. He's shaping us. He's making us. He's breaking us. He's stretching us, making us into the vessel set apart for the master's use. Because there is no gain without pain. Without some sort of price and some pain that goes with it. So, beloved, it is not just a matter of how much you are wanting and how much you are willing to invest and how much you want to accomplish and achieve in the realm that God had planned for your life. Beloved, this is not the time for us as God's people to give up, but it is the time for us as God's people to get up. So people of God, here are six keys for us to consider that we can use to turn our pain into gain and our failures into success. First of all, it must be done in prayer. Prayer is simply praying to God one-on-one. Yes, child of God, the simplest thing to do in life, but it seems as the hardest thing for you to do, and that is to pray. Bible said in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. You see, prayer is very essential and important. Each and every day of our lives, we should pray. Seek God. Seek his counsel first thing in the morning. Always be hopeful when you expect good things to happen in your life. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be my life or my death. Yes, my brothers and sisters, always be hopeful when you expect good things to happen in your life. Always speak over your life. Speak the word of God on whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. Believe, and you shall receive. And on what 2 Timothy 2 and 17 says, for God hath given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. So, beloved, always look for the silver lining in every cloud and not the past of thunderstorms. Next thing that we must do as believers in Christ is always explore all the possibilities. Don't just, excuse me, as a believer of Christ, don't just write things off as not being possible, because all things are possible with God. All things become possible to them that believe. So, beloved, when God gives you the green light, learn to go forth with it. And just make sure that it is He who is controlling the signals, and that it is He that is leading and guiding and directing you in total truth. So whatever you are doing, keep at it, because persistence will pay off after a while. So believe in Christ, you will never know if you can unless you try. Yes, beloved child of God, you will never know what you can do unless you try. Another thing that we must do is to be very flexible. That means being willing to change. Yes, in 2021, too many people in this life is stuck in the rut of living, because all a rut is a grave with both ends knocked out. You see, when we are willing to change, it opens up the doors to new adventures and opportunity. So believer in Christ, learn to become a risk taker. Be willing along the way, because in life, there is no gain without pain. You see, God will change your pain into gain. People of God, blessing is a supernatural favor of God in our lives. It is God doing something for us which we could not do by ourselves. For believers in Christ, our troubles have not come to stay. They will pass. If we will get a hold of the supernatural power of God. You see, if we step out in faith, believing God, He will bless us and enlarge our territory. Bible says in the book of Hebrew 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that He is who He say He is. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So God has more blessings in store for our lives than we can ever imagine. if we would just put our faith in action and trust in him. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So, beloved, child of God, when was the last time you asked God to expand your horizon so that you can have a greater impact for the kingdom of God? Child of God, God will take your pain and turn it to gain for his kingdom. And it requires your availability. Remember, child of God, that God has a plan for you, which comes as a surprise. He will do things that you never would have thought was possible. Because in life, there is no gain without pain. Remember, there's a purpose behind your pain. So, beloved, again, pain in the human body is a signal, an alarm, that something is wrong. Without it, we would die from neglect. You see, pain will insist that you stop your daily routine. Yes, pain will cause you to look at your priorities. So, beloved, people of God, who have been purified by pain, can minister to people in pain. You see, the deepest pain are not just physical, but they are emotional and spiritual. Yes, beloved, when we encounter pain on the behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we must remember that pain today means glory and honor tomorrow. Again, here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, it says, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, because in life there is no gain without pain. So always remember this. There is a purpose behind your pain. Yes, without failure, there would be no success. So we, as God's people, have to keep on going on, keep on moving forward in the things of God. Remember also that Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, those who have been called according to his purpose. So, people of God, God allows suffering to bring us closer to him. Yes, God oftentimes will use hard times, our attention. Remember, in life, there is no gain without pain. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer this night and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We enjoyed that teaching tonight. And we pray and hope that you have enjoyed the message as well and have acquired information that you can apply to your life to make it better and share with others. In addition to that, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends so that they may join you every Tuesday and every Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would greatly appreciate your support as well as theirs. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92684, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X, or Lisa Tebow. Again, we hope that you are enjoying this broadcast, and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great weekend. God bless.